Silence is better than unmeaning words. Philosopher Hero Pythagoras by Yuma from Texas. To me, a hero is someone who's helped in a special way, an individual, a group, or all of mankind. It might be a person who's found a cure for cancer, or a person who saved someone from being hit by a car. These are all heroes in my eyes. Many historical examples are found in ancient Greece. Pythagoras, the Greek philosopher and mathematician, is one such hero. He was born in 570 BC and died around 474 BC. His birthplace was on the small island of Samos, off the western coast of Asia. Not much is known about his childhood, except that he had a large birthmark on his right thigh. We also have evidence that he had at least three brothers and was learning to play the lyre. From his writings, it's clear that he was well educated and was learning to recite the writings of Homer. Pythagoras is best known for his mathematical theorem, A2 plus B2 equals C2, the Pythagorean theorem. Today, some people think that the Babylonians knew about it 1,000 years before Pythagoras, but didn't prove it. Pythagoras, according to these people, added to our knowledge by proving the idea rather than discovering it. Despite what some people think, Pythagoras also made major contributions to other fields such as astronomy and string theory and music. He found that when you add lengths to strings by whole numbers, it produced a different harmonious tone, which he applied to other instruments. Pythagoras had a philosophical and religious school in Croton in which he had many followers. The followers were called Pythagoreans. They lived by the rule of 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 equals 10, which is also known as the rule of 10, and they were all vegetarians. Another idea or rule they believed in was rebirth. This means that one dies and then is reborn again and again, until the spirit and soul are purified. Pythagoras is my hero because of his contributions to math and music, especially his work with numbers and his discovery of harmonious string lengths. His many contributions are in continuous use by scientists and musicians, and even by some who think about spiritual matters.